Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. We're the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new humanity. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest this week is John Waller. You're familiar with him if you saw the movie Fireproof, because he did the theme music, which was called While I'm Waiting. And many of you know that song. You've been humming it and you've been singing it. But John has an interesting background. When he was a young man, his grandmother had depression, his mother had depression, and that same spirit latched onto him. Even when, after being born again, and he got married at age 23, he went through 20 years of such darkness and depression that for months he would have it. And he even thought it, you know, it might last forever. He was believing to be free, but he just never got free. And then at age 32, he had a record deal fall apart. And his dreams were just everything that he was working for, everything that he thought God wanted him to do. It wasn't working out. And one day his sister brought some friends over his house. What happened, John?
Well, I was at my lowest point. And you know, I heard it said recently by a pastor that sometimes you got to hit the bottom to find solid ground. And I finally reached the bottom where I was completely open to whatever the Lord wanted to do. And so I wanted to be free at that point. And my sister one day called me up and said, "Hey, can I stop by the house? I want you to meet a couple of people." And she brought over some friends of hers, a couple who are, you know, probably 10 years older than me, been walking with the Lord longer than me. And they began to come over and minister to me, and they began to, you know, just prophesy over my life, and they told me, one of the first things they told me was, "God is about to promote you," and I was thinking, why would anyone say that to me? I'm at my lowest of low. I mean, I was down and out. I probably looked bad. I mean, how could this person say God was going to promote me? And they offered to pray over me, to anoint me with oil. I'd never been anointed with oil in prayer before, and so they prayed over me, and the Holy Spirit came upon me in a almost a tangible way. I could feel his presence, and something just broke. Something snapped loose, and it was the depression.
And when this snapped loose, you decided you need a new beginning, and you moved to Colorado. You became a worship leader pastor. You left your dreams behind.
You know, you should really never say never with God. Two things I always said I would never do. One was leave Fayetteville, Georgia, where I was born and raised. And two is that I would never be on staff with a church or a worship pastor or minister of music, whatever you want to call them, because I thought that would be letting go of my dream, you know, as to become a musician, you know, to go work for a church somewhere. And so there I was. My family and I were moving, you know, all the way across the country.
What happened to your depression that made you almost unfunctionable?
You know, that day when they prayed over me, I knew something had changed, but I wasn't exactly sure I understood everything that had happened. It was just probably 2 or 3 months later. We moved. You know, I'm still taking the medication. I didn't just completely go off of it at first. Because I was still trying to understand what the Lord had done that day in my living room. But we moved to Colorado, started a church, and of course my wife lost her insurance. She was a teacher back in Georgia. She was not going to work in Colorado. And I'm like, this medication is expensive. What's going to happen when I run out? And I was like, Lord, I really believe in my heart of hearts that you've healed me. So I just wanted to tell the Lord, I'm not going to take it anymore. And so I did, and that medicine began to run out. I never filled it again, but I didn't tell my wife that because I didn't want to scare, you know. When you take medication for 20 years, she saw what life was like at times when I would miss 2 or 3 days. I might miss 2 days of medication and you know, completely wig out. And so anyway, it was months later, I turned to my wife and I said, I want you to know that I haven't taken a pill in 3 months. God really did heal me.
Did she have difficulty believing it? She'd lived with you for all these years with your black cloud over your head.
She could tell something had changed. She knew something had changed. But at the same time, you know, there was some unbelief she struggled with. She's like, is this real? Are you one day all of a sudden just going to, you know, go crazy because you've been off your medication that long? Because, you know, when you take medication for depression or anxiety or any kind of a mental disorder, I mean, you become dependent on it. And if you don't take it, then it can really throw you for a loop emotionally. And so she was hoping and believing God that I wasn't all of a sudden just going to lose my mind, you know. But we never looked back, and I just began to declare the truth and really study who I am in Christ and began to declare that and not accept anything of the enemy.
Well, you know, so many people are getting healed of depression and even serious emotional problems. Many people with suicide spirits are getting set free because there's such an anointing on your music. And speaking of suicide, tell me very briefly how you happened to write Our God Reigns Here.
I was on a mission trip in Wales, and we visited a town called Aberfan, and back in the 60s, there was a tragedy where there was over 120 people killed in a landslide. It was an elementary school was wiped out by a landslide, and all these children were killed. And so it was a huge tragedy for this little small town, and this town has never gotten over this tragedy. And so I visited this big memorial that they have in Aberfan, and somebody made this statement about the town of Aberfan, that they've never gotten over the tragedy that happened in the 60s, and that the spirit of death reigns over this town. And every year there's multiple teenage suicides, or just suicides in general, but mostly teenagers. And I said, that is wrong. When someone said that the spirit of death reigns over this town, that's what inspired Our God Reigns Here.
Now, you're going to hear this song, but I urge you to get his three CDs that we're offering. One is As For Me In My House, his brand new one. And then you're going to love his second CD, While I'm Waiting. And the third is the Fireproof Movie Soundtrack, all three, for a gift of $30. I want you to know something. Your God reigns. Our God reigns.
affliction, infirmity, I command you to live in Jesus' name. And go back from whence you came. Our God reigns here. Our God reigns here. We claim this crown in Jesus' name. 'Cause our God reigns. Our God reigns here. Our God reigns here. The battle's won. Have no fear. 'Cause God reigns here. God reigns here. There's no doubt. He has overcome the world. And God reigns here. There's no doubt. He has overcome the world. Our God reigns here. Our God reigns here. We claim this crown in Yeshua's name, 'cause our God reigns.
To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpacha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.